Everybody, welcome to my next video here where I'll be looking at the rewards program in the Brave browser. Now, if you guys missed it, I did put out a video just before this one talking about the Brave browser, and it's not a very long video. Just want to introduce people to it in case they haven't heard of it before, because if you're someone that is very privacy-centric, who wants to use technology to keep their browsing habits private, as well as getting the evasive ads like pushed away, try the Brave browser. So I gave a very brief video last time on the Brave browser, and what I want to do in this video, it is also on the Brave browser, but we're going to be looking at the Brave rewards platform. So what it is basically is, Brave has in its ecosphere, in its advertising ecosphere, it uses a token called the Basic Attention Token. So before we get into that, let me just say that to begin, the Brave Rewards program uses a token, the Basic Attention Token, and it's based off of the Eurythium cryptocurrency, okay? Now, I don't know too much about cryptocurrency and all that, but that is what the token is based off of. Okay, just want to get that out of the way first. So traditionally, we know ads over the internet, they're on web pages and they're always trying to get our attention. They can be unfortunately, and it's very unfortunate because I use ads on my websites, they can be distracting, they can often be irrelevant and annoying, and not to mention third-party scripting ads there, they can track as well as collect data, your browsing habits and all that stuff. And for people that view ads on their mobile devices, that also takes up bandwidth as well as use up their battery power when they're on mobile devices. At home, I guess it's not that bad. But again, those are the negative things about advertisements. And unfortunately, advertisements, it's a source of revenue for people like myself, for creators, because I have on my website, you'll see ads over there. And when they're viewed and clicked on, hey, it's a cent or two into my piggy bank. So, you know, that's why we have them on there, for obvious reasons. And at the same time, I'm pushing a browser, Brave, that blocks all that stuff out. But, you know, everything for the users, you know what I mean? So, so that's what ads through, you know, viewing through Google Chrome, you know, if you don't use those ad blocking plugins and stuff like that, out of the box, Brave blocks the ads and the tracking and all that stuff. But the second component to Brave is their rewards program. And basically, you earn the token. And remember, you got to call Brave the Basic Attention Token. It's a token, okay? So when you click on an advertisement, which is a little pop-up in the corner of your browser, you can collect some token, right? I don't think it used to be a lot more before, but right now it's cut down, like the value of a click to view the ad, the value's gone down a little bit, but it's really not that bad. It's still, you know, if you want to try to earn some crypto token there, totally you can still do it. Basically, it rewards people for clicking on their token. Okay, now it's also a second part to that is that it is used on for content creators, because creators like myself, again, on their websites, you can have Brave ads pop up over the websites. You can participate in that as well. As well, it can be used for tipping and contributions to content creators like myself. So if you are collecting the Basic Attention Token, you can not only use it to tip and pay for ads, I believe you can also use Basic Attention Tokens to advertise on the platform, but it's also a reward for clicking on the ads, unless I'm repeating myself here. But so like I mentioned before, Basic Attention Token is not a digital currency. It is a utility token. So it can be used as a unit of account between advertisers, publishers, and users on the BAT platform, and can be utilized to directly measure, exchange, and verify attention. Okay, and that is from the Basic Attention Token website from BAT. So as of this recording, there's a couple ways that you can earn Basic Attention Token. The first way is, like I said before, you have the ability to first participate in the rewards program, and that's in your browser set, in your Brave browser settings. You switch it on, and then up in the corner, it's out of the way with an ad in it. And if you want to view it, you click on it, and when that page loads with the advertisement, then you get a little bit of Basic Attention Token as your reward for clicking and viewing the ad. That's the way it should be. You know, if you want to see an ad, get rewarded for it. And the second way is if you're a content creator like myself, you can put advertisement on over top of your website. You'll be rewarded by Basic Attention Tokens, as well as contribution and tips. Who's ever browsing the web is on the Brave browser, visits a content creator that is listed, who has applied to be a content creator with the Brave, Brave Rewards Network, whatever you want to call it. You can tip directly to that person through the Brave web browser. So it's really it's a nice little system to participate in. Now, looking at the stat here, so Brave browser currently has 17.9 million daily active users. So that's a lot of people that your advertisement can reach out to on a daily basis. And I believe there is a number for the people that are participating in the who have active wallets. So I think that's about 10 million. So there's 10 million of those people that have wallets that I'm assuming that are collecting BAT tokens. Now, if you're a content creator and you're interested in collecting Basic Attention Tokens, there are some websites that work well, that integrate with the rewards, with Brave Rewards. And that is your personal website can be integrated. Your YouTube account, Twitch account, your Twitter account, Reddit, GitHub, and Vimeo. So when you go to the profile page of those websites there, in the Brave browser, there'll be a little triangle. You click it, and then you'll have you'll be a verified creator, and you can tip directly to those creators, such as myself. Now, the next few things are from the Basic Attention Token website. So this is information that's easily found. Where can you use the Basic Attention Token? So the utility token is for conducting transactions and obtaining services on the platform. The token will be used, for example, in acquiring ad slots to be filled with privately matched, anonymously confirmed ads. You can then store your tokens in your browser's wallet or link it to your Uphold or Gemini wallet. Now, the next thing here, now this is what people are probably questioning right now. Are Basic Attention Tokens transferable? And where are Basic Attention Tokens traded? Now, from their website, BAT is a utility token meant for use in the BAT platform. It is transferable. While we are aware, and this is the people at BAT talking, while we are aware that the token is currently being traded on the exchanges listed here and elsewhere, we have not encouraged or facilitated this exchange trading in any way. We provide the foregoing information solely as a means of reducing the inquiries we receive daily. So, yeah, I mean, you can find BAT on some exchanges, and you can even find out how much your fiat currency is, how much it's worth to the BAT token, And I think for Canada, they're pretty much very close. I think the Canadian dollar, since I'm in Canada, is slightly ahead. So, yeah. Okay. So, so in closing, can you get rich from just collecting basic attention tokens? You won't get rich, but I mean, there is some value in participating and collecting the basic attention token. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. Number one, you know, you participate, you click on your ads, you'll slowly collect. And for this month alone, for April 2020, as I've put this, as I'm putting this video together, my earnings right now are five tokens, five basic attention tokens, which according to current crypto exchanges, it's worth about $4.32 Canadian. So it's something. And over the years, it's been a couple hundred bucks, but it's been easy, you know, it's an easy, you know, bit of money to, or money or crypto or whatever you want to call it, to collect. You know, you're there, you're using the browser, you're surfing the web, you're there anyway, you click on the ad, you collect bit by bit, you know, you get something in return. So if you do use the Brave browser, check out the rewards Brave rewards program, because if you're interested in collecting some tokens, it's an interesting way of getting involved into and with cryptocurrency. Because then you can, you know, you can open up your a wallet on Uphold, link the two, and you can see how, you know, all the other tokens are on, how they're listed, and you can, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about cryptocurrency and the differences between the actual cryptocurrency and tokens, right? Because there's a difference between the two. But anyways, I just wanted to share this video out and just make people aware that, hey, here's one way you can collect some crypto tokens, but you know, it looks like they do have some value. So, and maybe I should add the disclaimer that I'm not providing any financial advice and I'm not qualified to. I'm just telling you, you can get some crypto just from browsing the web using the Brave browser. All right. Hopefully you found this video informative. If you liked it, please give it a thumbs up. It was fun putting together, and it's something that I do participate in, and I just want to bring it out there and share with everyone that they can do the same. Thanks for watching, and ciao for now.